The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we'll go ahead and jump right on in with this one from Good Housekeeping. It's an exclusive, On the Front Lines by Trudy Cloud, an emergency medicine physician at New York's Presbyterian Columbia University Irving Medical Center. She's 35 years old. I tested positive for COVID-19 myself and spent 12 days at home, quite sick. I had to send my wife and daughter away to keep them safe, so I was alone in my apartment. About 3 days after I was isolated, my daughter started walking. We had been waiting for months for her to take steps on her own. That day, she stood up and walked out of the room like she always could have. When my wife called me, it broke my heart not to be there to see it. I was so lonely, but I got so many notes under my door from neighbors. People asked what prescriptions they could pick up for me. I had people getting groceries. Colleagues came by and took my laundry. A woman in my building who loves to cook brought me a home-cooked lunch every day at 12:30. It was amazing. One of my lowest moments was on the day I went back to work. As I walked through the hospital, every single person in every room, sometimes two to a room, was on a ventilator, or they needed oxygen. It was so eerie. Normally, on a 12-hour shift, we might have one or two patients come through the emergency department needing that kind of care. And for it to be every single patient, in the 12 days I was away, the world had turned upside down. We have very strict criteria about who's being admitted to the hospital, but I try to reassure patients about their symptoms, the lightheadedness, the fever, and what they're going through. I understand why they're scared. I often share that I've had the illness, I know how hard it is, and I'm on the other side. I tell them that it will get better, but it's just a very long road. And if you'd like to do further reading about dealing with COVID, we have a couple of options here. Dr. Marie Laurie Rom, the emergency physician, said a few days ago, we found out that we'd had more discharges than admissions to the hospital. That was a little glimmer of hope. And another quote, Kathy Fauntleroy, a clinical microbiology supervisor, said, I learned safety training in school, but you never really think you're going to have to use it. Dr. Kara Egerstrand, a pulmonologist, said, how have we found ourselves in a situation where the streets of New York City are so empty, but the hospitals are so full? And Dana Brickman, critical care nurse, said, the high moments are taking patients off ventilators. The staff applaud, and the patients are just as happy. From Martha Stewart Living, some reads for your summer reading. First, we have a family ties type book. When big changes bring an upstate New York clan back together, all their secrets finally come out. Straub lets them, and this is Emma Straub, S-T-R-A-U-B. Lets them fly in a smart, funny, and moving novel filled with dinner, breakfast, parade floats, life lessons, and goats. It's called All Adults Here, Emma Straub, S-T-R-A-U-B. This month's specials, we have hot titles from culinary heroes. A little restaurant called Mama Foku, maybe you've heard of it, popularized Japanese street food and saved founder David Chang's life. His book, Eat a Peach, is a rich, unflinching account of what it takes to succeed as a chef and as a human being. Next, a diner once told Deborah Madison, the author of the next one, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, you've done for lentils what Kennedy did for the presidency. That's how stodgy vegetarian food was before she came along and brightened it up. She spills the beans in her rollicking memoir, An Onion in My Pocket. And bread goddess Nancy Silverton has a way with steaks, too. I'll spell her name, S-I-L-V-E-R-T-O-N. Get her recipes in the book Chispacca, that's C-H-I, and then S-P-A-C-C-A, named for her L.A. spot where everything roasts over fire. And it says, note, as this issue went to press, publication dates for these books were delayed, but then again, this was a June issue of the magazine, so they could be out now. From Real Simple, how to talk to aging parents about future finances. If your parents are well off, wealthy parents probably already have an estate planning and financial team in place. Even so, you should get an update. Use your ages as a guideline for when to broach the subject. I have a 40-70 rule, meaning if you're 40 or your parents are 70, says Jody Gastfriend, Vice President and Senior Care at care.com and author of My Parents' Keeper. But the sooner the better. When my dad got dementia, I realized you can never start too early. To make the conversation feel less threatening and intrusive, open by saying you need their advice. Then segue into your questions. What do they believe are best practices for handling finances? What paperwork have they completed, such as long-term care insurance, living will, financial power of attorney? What are their thoughts on in-home care versus assisted living? And how do they plan to afford their lifestyle over the years? Be sure to find out how to contact their lawyer or financial planner, as well as the whereabouts of their estate planning documents. If your parents are in debt, debt is a reality for more than 60% of Americans age 65 and older, but you might not be aware whether that's the case for your mom and dad. Many parents are embarrassed and don't want their children to know, says Shirley Whitenack, an elder care lawyer in Florham Park, New Jersey. If they're in the hole when they die, their debt will likely not get passed to you unless you're a co-signer on their credit cards or mortgage. The debt will be passed to the estate, however, and needs to be resolved before any inheritance is distributed. If your parents have to lean on you financially in their later years, decide the best way to step in. Maybe bills remain in their name, but you pay them from your account, for instance. You should also try to understand their top money worries. Let them know you want to help them live comfortably and avoid bankruptcy. Suggest they reach out to a nonprofit credit counseling agency for help creating a budget, says Bill Fay of Debt.org. You could also check the nationwide elder care locator at eldercare.acl.gov to find local organizations that assist with financial planning or estate documents. If a parent is ill, as tough as it is right now, you need to be direct. Make sure your parent has advanced care directives and get them to complete financial and medical power of attorney forms to grant you or another family member the right to manage the money and health care decisions that will, alas, come fast and furiously, Whitenack says. If your parent has a diagnosis but is still active and cognitively healthy, strive for a balance between candor and compassion. You don't have to take charge, Gastfriend says. That can make your parent feel like their rights are being taken away. No matter what, discuss long-term care wishes and figure out a budget. The average cost of an assisted living facility is $48,600 a year, and in-home care averages $23 an hour. Elder care is an enormous cost, and the majority of people aren't well off enough to self-fund it for years, Gastfriend says. If you have a scattered family, mom lives in Florida, you're in Indiana, your brother is preoccupied with his in-laws in Vermont. Still, everyone should get on the same page about your parents' expectations. First, decide whether you or a sibling will start the conversation. Then clearly communicate that you're there for your parents, despite the hundreds of miles that separate everyone. Ask them to share their long-term plans for both their finances and day-to-day care. Your family may also want to consider hiring a senior care expert to assess safety issues in your parents' home, advocate for them, and mediate family discussions. Find one at aginglifecare.org. An initial consultation can range from $300 to $800, and additional services can cost between $100 and $250 per hour. Always stay in the loop, and don't be shy about passing the mom and dad baton to a sibling if your parents are avoiding the conversation. Sometimes all it takes is another voice to get people to listen. It can be frustrating, but it just might do the trick. And last, if everything seems A-OK, when calm, clear winds prevail, pounce on the chance to get organized. Start the conversation by saying, I want to be helpful in the future, so I need to gather information now while life is good. Just be clear that you're not threatening their independence, Whitenack says. You simply want to be prepared should something unexpected pop up. Who saw COVID-19 coming? Find out where your parents keep the important bank documents and start an In Case of Emergency file. Scan the paperwork and share the file with your siblings. While you're at it, see if your parents need to streamline their finances. Maybe they can consolidate accounts so they're easier to manage. A budgeting app like Truebill or Clarity Money can track subscriptions and expenses in one place. Ask your parents to sign up and share the login so you can check in if necessary. Next, from Better Homes and Gardens, life from the editors. There's a couple little things here. First, page turners. They've got some picks for binge reading this summer. Dirt by Bill Buford, B-U-F-O-R-D. Intriguing real-world characters, behind-the-scenes kitchen drama, and just enough French cooking to make my mouth water, says Jan Miller, the food editor at Better Homes and Gardens. And Catherine House is the name of the book, Elizabeth Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, the author. A literary thriller set in the halls of academia? That's catnip for nerds like me. The only question might be whether to devour this one poolside or in the library. And that was Amy Panos, the home editor. Traditions. Night swimming. My kids will never forget the first time I said, "Let's go swimming," after dark. They were thrilled, and it has become a favorite summer activity. We turned the music up and watched the bats fly around. That first night I put on It Ain't Me by Kygo and Selena Gomez. Now the song always brings back memories. Try the Take Me speaker with built-in lantern for $100 from Mooni.com, M-O-O-N-I.com. And that was Monica Ayers, the East Coast editor. And the last subheading, Budding Artists. My young kids are avid doodlers, and I like to give them a reason to take it outside in the summer. We plant a little cutting garden, and once it's in bloom, the flowers become the subject of some pretty inspired crayon drawings. Try the Cutting Garden Collections from $22 at ploverorganic.com. And that was Miranda Crowell, the West Coast editor at Better Homes and Gardens. From Woman's Day, Mental Health and Your Heart. Your heart and your mind are more connected than you may realize. A growing body of research suggests that over time, an unhealthy mental state, struggling with issues like depression, anxiety, chronic stress, and substance abuse, can up your risk of heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. This is partially due to hormonal disruptions that can raise blood pressure, heart rate, and body-wide inflammation, all changes that can hurt your heart. There's also a less direct link. Feeling mentally unwell can make it harder to maintain heart-healthy habits like exercising and eating healthfully. A recent panel hosted by Woman's Day and the American Heart Association brought together top experts to delve deeper into this link between mental health and heart health. Here, top takeaways that can help you keep your brain and your ticker strong, and there are three. One, eliminating stigma is crucial to more people getting help. That includes sharing stories and shifting away from derogatory language like the word crazy. As he also said in Senate testimony last year, the U.S. Surgeon General told us, "I share the story of my brother, who is incarcerated due to crimes he committed to support his substance use disorder. People told me not to talk about it, but we tear down stigma by showing there is no us and them, and we need to make it universally unacceptable to use stigmatizing language for people trying to promote their mental health." That was Vice Admiral Jerome M. Adams, M.D., Surgeon General of the U.S. Two, it's not all on you. Your doctor plays a big role. Find one who works to understand depression, how you express issues like anxiety and depression, and what triggers them, so you can get the right treatment faster. Long-term lack of mental health treatments puts us at excess risk for heart disease, and studies show that patient preference for a treatment such as antidepressants or therapy makes a big difference in outcomes. We have to educate and help you find a plan most likely to benefit you. That was Karina Davidson, Ph.D., behavioral cardiologist and clinical psychologist with Northwell Health. And three, find strategies to keep your mental health steady at home and at work. Mindfulness apps like Headspace and Calm can help you cope no matter where you are. Get to know how your mental health impacts your productivity. Schedule meetings strategically so you can do a calm down routine before or after them. And those mindfulness apps can be especially helpful for women who often balance a million things because you can pull them out of any time, anywhere. And this Stephen Schuler, PhD, assistant professor in the Department of Psychological Science, University of California, Irvine, executive director of cyberguide.org. And from Good Housekeeping, three easy ways to nix odors now. Here's how to get ahead of smells. First, freshen the disposal. Grinding ice, citrus slivers, or baking soda will help reduce smells, but you should do more. Once a month, clean the interior with a foaming cleanser like GH Seal Star, a fresh disposal cleaner. Two, stash the trash. To keep odor-causing bacteria from smelling up the can, store foods you want to discard in the fridge until you're ready to take out the garbage. Sprinkle baking soda in the bottom of a new liner in your trash can. And last, exhaust cooking fumes. Start your kitchen's fan and open a window before you begin to get the air moving. If odors linger, set out a bowl of vinegar. It erases them as it evaporates. Treat smelly fabrics with a spray like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Febreze Fabric Refresher. From Real Simple's Modern Manners column, the etiquette expert Catherine Newman offers her best advice on your social quandaries. And here's one. A.H. asks, whenever she comes over, a close friend insists on cleaning up after dinner. I'm very particular about how I clean and put things away, and I've tried to say this as clearly as possible. But after our last dinner, there she was, going through my cabinets looking for my Tupperware. It made me very uncomfortable. How do I get her to understand that what she sees as helpful is actually stressful to me? And their answer, my very particular husband sympathizes with your plight. What he says to our guests is, please come and have another glass of wine in the living room. I'm a total control freak, and if you load the dishwasher, I'm just going to have to reload it when you leave. This is not only a good way to encourage your guests to relax, it's also true. And yet my daughter, speaking for the introverts, notes that sometimes folks wander into the kitchen to help because they're all schmoozed out. If that's the case with your friend, give her a specific assignment and a dish towel. Would you be willing to wash and dry the teaspoons for me? We'll need them for coffee a little later. Know that she's trying to help, and help her in turn, if you can. From Good Housekeeping, salmon with creamy feta cucumbers. This is a gluten-free meal. Prep time, 15 minutes. Total time, 20. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large skillet on medium. Halve 1 lemon and place halves cut side down in skillet. Season 4 5-ounce skinless salmon fillets with half teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until golden brown and opaque throughout, 3 to 6 minutes per side. Transfer salmon fillets to plates. Cut each lemon half in half. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, toss 1 pound of seedless cucumbers, sliced, with a quarter teaspoon salt. Finally, grate zest of another lemon into food processor and squeeze in 3 tablespoons juice. Add 3 ounces of feta and 1/4 cup plain Greek yogurt, and puree until smooth. Toss with the cucumbers, then fold in 1/4 cup small mint leaves and freshly cracked pepper. Serve with salmon and charred lemon wedges for squeezing. And from Woman's Day, good apples. The stars of these treats, apples of course, are filled with antioxidants and vitamin C, and since they're also loaded with plenty of dietary fiber, any of them will keep you full and energized. And they're offering us 3 options here. First, roasted apples. This serves too. Heat oven to 425. Coat a small rimmed baking sheet with 1 tablespoon olive oil. Place 2 apples, which have been halved and cored. Cut sides down. Sprinkle with 4 sprigs of thyme and roast until tender, about 15 minutes. Place in bowls, cut sides up, and add dollops of vanilla Greek yogurt. Spoon any pan juices on top and sprinkle with additional thyme if desired. Next, apple nachos. This serves four. Cut two apples into thin wedges and arrange on a plate. In a bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons almond butter and 1 tablespoon each coconut oil and maple syrup. Drizzle over the apples, then sprinkle with 1/4 cup toasted coconut flakes, 2 tablespoons toasted pepitas, which I think are pumpkin seeds, and 1 tablespoon each cacao nibs and dried currants. And that's it. Pretty healthy snack. And the next one, apple energy balls. This makes 12. In a food processor, puree 1 cup dried apples, which have been chopped, 6 pitted medjool dates, 1 tablespoon honey, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground nutmeg, and a pinch of salt until almost smooth. Add 1/2 cup toasted walnuts, pulse to incorporate. Firmly roll into 1-inch balls. Refrigerate at least 2 hours and for up to 5 days. From Real Simple, Big Batch Zesty Chicken Salad, the beloved classic, gets an upgrade from a surprising ingredient, pickles. Active time is 25 minutes, total time 1 hour, and it serves 8. We need 4 bone-in, skin-on chicken breasts, about 5 pounds total, 1 bay leaf, 3/4 cup mayonnaise, 3 kosher dill pickles, chopped, about 3/4 cup, 1 large shallot, finely chopped, or about 1/3 cup, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons, 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh tarragon leaves, 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley leaves, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, plus more for water, 3/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Place chicken and bay leaf in a wide, shallow saucepan with a lid and add just enough water to cover. Lightly salt the water. Bring to a boil, uncovered, over medium high. Reduce heat to medium, cover, and simmer until a thermometer inserted in the thickest portion registers 165 degrees, about 25 minutes. Transfer chicken to a cutting board. Let it cool for 30 minutes. Meanwhile, whisk mayonnaise, pickles, shallot, lemon juice, tarragon, parsley, salt, and pepper in a large bowl until combined. Remove and discard skin and bones from the chicken. Cut chicken into 1/2-inch pieces. Add to the mayonnaise mixture and gently fold to combine. For serving and storing, make your sandwich open-faced and toasted on toasted rye for a Scandinavian twist. Top it with a small handful of watercress or a slice or two of crispy bacon. Store your chicken salad in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 5 days. From Real Simple, an easy dinner, cheesy lamb burgers with herb mayo. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 25, serves 4. We need 1 pound of ground lamb, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, canola oil for grill grates, 4 1-ounce slices of Havarti cheese, 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh chives, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh basil, 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon, 4 bib lettuce leaves, 4 Kaiser rolls, split and lightly toasted. Combine the lamb, salt, and pepper in a medium bowl. Shape into 4 1/2-inch thick patties. Preheat grill to medium, which is 350 to 400 degrees, and oil the grates. Grill patties, flipping once until a thermometer inserted in the thickest portion registers 160 degrees, about 4 minutes per side. Top each patty with cheese during the last minute of cooking. Let patties rest for 5 minutes. Stir the mayo, chives, basil, and lemon juice in a small bowl. Assemble the burgers with lettuce, patties, and mayonnaise mixture on toasted rolls. Another easy dinner, spring pasta salad. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 25, and it serves 4. It's quick cooking, make ahead, and vegetarian. We need 12 ounces casserole or other short pasta, 12 ounces sugar snap peas, halved, 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon olive oil, divided, 2 teaspoons finely chopped shallot, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons honey, 1 teaspoon lemon zest plus 3 tablespoons of fresh juice from 2 lemons. 1 teaspoon kosher salt plus more for the water. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 1/2 cup loosely packed fresh mint leaves, torn. 1/4 cup thinly sliced radishes. 1 ounce ricotta salata cheese, grated, about 1/4 cup. Bring a large saucepan of generously salted water to a boil over high. Add pasta and cook, stirring occasionally for 9 minutes. Add snap peas and cook undisturbed until pasta is al dente and peas are crisp tender, about 2 minutes. Drain. Return pasta and peas to the pan. Add 1 tablespoon oil to the pasta mixture and toss to coat. Let cool for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, whisk shallot, mustard, honey, lemon zest, and juice, salt, and pepper in a large bowl. Whisk in remaining 1/4 cup of oil until the mixture is smooth. Transfer pasta and peas to shallot dressing and toss to combine. Stir in mint and radishes and top with cheese. And the last easy dinner, Indian spiced shrimp with cucumber salad. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and it serves 4. It's quick cooking and gluten-free. We need 1.5 pounds peeled, deveined, large raw shrimp, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon ground turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 3.5 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 3 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, divided, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, divided, 1 large English cucumber sliced into half moons, or about 3 cups, 3 tablespoons honey, 3 tablespoons chopped fresh flat leaf parsley, 3 tablespoons unseasoned rice vinegar, 3 cups cooked white basmati rice. Preheat broiler with rack 6 inches from the heat. Line a baking sheet with aluminum foil. Toss shrimp with cumin, coriander, turmeric, cayenne, 2 tablespoons oil, 1 teaspoon ginger, and 1 teaspoon salt on baking sheet until evenly coated. Broil shrimp until pink and cooked through about 5 minutes. Meanwhile, toss cucumber, honey, parsley, vinegar, and remaining 1.5 teaspoons oil, 2 teaspoons ginger, and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a large bowl until combined. Serve shrimp with rice and the cucumber salad. From Real Simple, some thoughts. The last few years have taught me to suspend my desire for a conclusion, to assume that nothing is static, and that renegotiation will be perpetual, to hope primarily that little truths will keep emerging in time. That was Gia Tolentino from Trick Mirror. And I will spell that last name, Tolentino. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.